It is our great pleasure to welcome to the program, and we're going to visit a little bit with the folks here from the tour today and some of our great sponsors along the way. But part of the job, Zach's job, is to get all of this information out and act as a liaison to the media at all the different stops. And he is they're at work early
all the time, yes,
and they're here very late because they got to do the wrap up of the days, give you the storylines, tell you about what's coming up. And Zach joins us here today. It's Sapanic. Is it Sapanic?
Sapanic.
I knew I would get that wrong. Close, but not quite.
I had
quite.
The emphasis on the wrong syllable.
I did, too, when I looked at it at first. Now, Zach, you are fairly new to the tour. We were talking earlier in the week. You started your career in television.
Television, yeah, up in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
You were a sports guy.
Yeah, sports anchor, reporter. It was fun. But then I started to realize how much golf I covered on 5-Minute Sportscast, and my boss probably wouldn't have been too happy. So I said I should just probably stick to golf.
All right, so what do you do now with the tour? I mean, give us an idea of like what your week's like. When do you arrive in Decatur?
Oh, man. So I usually get here first thing I can during the week, and then from there it's just about gathering stories, helping you guys out, talk to the players, setting up different opportunities for other media outlets as well, just to get in touch with different stories out here and get to know maybe some of the local players or some of just the international stories that are out here. And then I put all together all our own content for the website, and from stories to all our social media efforts, all of them. The whole nine yards.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, right? I mean, what you guys do, it's pretty amazing. And it's changed so much over the last 10 years because of social media and the advent of smartphones and all the technology. Yeah. It's not just about a press release or getting a story in
and
the newspaper
really
the next day.
Get in on a lot of the inside stories. It's not just golf. I mean, it talks about their travelers or what's going on with their family or whether they had the flu or whatever it happens to be. I really, your notes and everything are really helpful.
Yeah.
For us.
That's kind of my job, get to know the players and act as their best friend and let them know that, they can be comfortable around me and get to know not only you guys, but everybody else out here working around them and just make it a comfortable atmosphere for them.
Well, 140-plus players are here from all over the world, as you mentioned.
Yep.
One of the great things you see when you get out here around the practice green are all the flags representing the countries of players that are here. And so you get international stories. I feel like the golf audience is not a limited audience, but, I mean, there's only so many people that want to come out and actually watch golf. I think the interesting thing, or the broader interest, is how a couple of twins from Ireland made their way to Central Illinois, or how somebody literally makes it from South Africa or the Philippines or Thailand and make it to America and get on the tour. There's 1,000 interesting stories going on at any time out here.
So you have 144 players this week, 30 countries represented, and then you got 19 states as well, and you got 5 different players just from the greater Illinois area who are playing. So, but yeah, like you said, the McGuire twins, Leona and Lisa. Leona tees at 7:30, Lisa at 9:31, both off number 10 tee, but their story, Leona easily will go down as one of the greatest NCAA women's golfers in history.
Yeah,
and her sister Lisa was not far behind.
Right.
Sometimes she doesn't get the credit because of how.
Right. And they played at Duke. And here's the great thing. Over the last couple of days, we've talked to a couple of players that were in the national championship, from Alabama and from Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about that and put it into terms of just the great athletics and at the high level they play, I mean, you've got some world class folks that are here this week playing golf. And of course, it was Arizona that that won that title over Alabama, but Duke got into
they lost in the quarterfinals.
Yeah, and so Kevin Berhaney joins us. You're out here very early
on a
Friday morning. Are you hosting the Skybox today?
No, I'm heading to Champaign. Actually, I'm going to the Lake of the Woods golf course. There's an outing over there. I've got some customers entertaining. They're entertaining me actually.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I played on Wednesday with Emma Jandel. She's a Buckeye. She went to Ohio State.
The Ohio State.
She was terrific.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I told her, I hope you're in the hunt because we're going to be up in the radio tower, and I wanted to get her on the air, but she's got to be in the hunt.
Well,
so she's going to be – I mean, she was just personality plus.
She's as professional as it gets out here.
Right down the middle. Although, I helped her.
Okay, I knew when we get to this. Okay, all right.
Well, just if you happen to interview her, ask her.
The fish was this big.
No, this is golf. The fish is in
love. No, you tell your stories.
Well, I'm Coach K. That's my new nickname.
You have a new nickname.
She calls me Coach K.
Did you tell her to call you Coach K?
No, she was calling me Coach K.
Okay.
You can cut it short if you want to Coach K. Well, here's what happened. She was the last putter, as the pros always are, right, Brian?
Generally, yes.
Because they're the anchor. When it ever got to her, she would read every putt, and we would do that, and most of the time we'd make them. But when it got to her, it means none of us made them. And her lines were exactly perfect every time. But a par was our friend. Everyone gets a par. So there's no reason to leave them short.
Well, to explain that to everyone, in the Pro-Am rules, you're not going to get anything. If you're on the green in regulation, you're not going to get anything worse than a par.
Yeah.
So it's meant to speed up play and
exactly, and
all of that.
So
yes.
Never leave a putt short, any of you, because hit it hard enough to get to the hole, because it doesn't matter how far past it goes. You got to get it to the hole. Well, she's got so much finesse on her putts. She was leaving the ones she missed a half an inch or an inch short, right on line. And you just go, it's going in and done, going. So after about the third time she did that, I walked up to her and I said, "Pro." She goes, "Yes." And I tapped her on the shoulder with my finger. I said, "Hit the ball harder. More mustard on this putt."
Yeah. Okay.
She put in five in a row after that. And then she did. And she now calls me Coach K. You watch her.
All right.
She makes those putts. She's going to be in the hunt.
All right. Well, there's 144 players. I think Kevin and I have been around for a lot of these, 20-plus years of being out here. 20 years ago, this was a tour that was a very nice tour, but there were a lot of players out here that this is a way they could still play golf, and not a lot of them had a chance maybe to be in the LPGA. You come out here today, and you will see a field of players where there's all kinds of them that have a real, real shot at being professional golfers for quite some time. I mean, the talent level has exploded over the last several years.
Oh, my gosh. They're as good as they get, as you can get. I mean, these are professional golfers.
Yeah, coming out of great schools and great programs. A lot of Illinois golfers, Zach, we got a chance to talk to Jacqueline Jansen from Effingham. You know, that's a great local. You know, she's staying at home, about a 50-minute drive to and from the course every day. We've got Stephanie Miller from Elgin, and you've got some folks from Burr Ridge and Crystal Lake.
Elizabeth
Sokol we visited with last year, a very nice kid who's from the Illinois area, and a great player. She's on the money list, right?
Yeah, speaking of that talent, she's number two in the Volvic Race for the Card, so the top 10 in the Volvic Race for the Card at the end of the year automatically earn full membership to the LPGA for next year. So she's sitting pretty at number two right now. And,
But a win really can, vault you way up that list. There's $130,000 in purse money here. I don't know how that averages out against other stops, but, this isn't the glamorous life yet. They're all wanting to get to the glamorous life.
You know what's so cool about this weekend is a lot of these local players or states around us, like Emma, her dad and mom are coming to be here. And her dad's going to be caddying.
We see a lot of that because it's always Father's Day weekend, and, they'll have the dad on the bag. But there's always an interesting dynamic with the dad as caddy because you get a couple of different stories. Some just love it because it's a chance to spend Father's Day weekend with dad. Others are kind of a little leery about it because you're dad and you're caddy, and you got to quit being one or the other at any given point. And so when you're out on the course, you're not dad, you're caddy. And when you're off the course, then it's time for dad time. But, yes, Father's Day weekend, come out and join us if you were lucky enough to get Skybox passes. But you don't need those. There's a nominal parking fee. But, Kevin, you get to walk out here and walk the course. Don't just sit up at the 18th hole. Get out there and walk around, and you'll get to see some world-class golf. And who knows what, future next superstar on the LPGA Tour. A number of years ago, we were here, Lorena Ochoa. Won her very first professional tournament here in Decatur, Illinois. I can't remember whether she was an Arizona or Arizona State golfer, but I know it was Arizona. She was right off of her college career. She was on the Symetra Tour for about 12 weeks.
Yeah.
Won a couple of tournaments, went to the LPGA, and made so much money she retired at the age of 30.
That's great.
Not a bad way to do it.
Hey, I'm going to have a pocket full of those Skybox passes. So if you see me out here, ask me for them.
Let's clarify that. Kevin is going to have a pocket full of those Skybox passes. And so if you see him out here this weekend, make sure you ask him for passes. We gave a bunch away to listeners and sponsors and broadcast partners. And we'll be out here with great food and great action. So what's your day like today on tournament day? You know, when it starts on Friday, what do you do? What's the first tee time?
7:30. Okay. So we'll have a couple of features for me today. Is Leona McGuire, obviously, start of her Symetra Tour career, and then also another rookie making her debut is Jillian Hollis. She tees at 2:21 p.m. She's a Georgia Bulldog, left a year early, but she teed it up at the U.S. Open, U.S. Women's Open, a few weeks ago. Made the cut, finished solo 62nd, so... she's another one to keep an eye on.
Isn't that amazing? You know, kid, you know, leaving college a year early, gets into the U.S. Open and, you know, finishes top 100, makes the cut. I mean, you know, we can watch what we watched yesterday with the men's U.S. Open. That was like just carnage. you know, these courses are tough.
Yeah.
When it gets windy, it gets tougher too, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of them have, we've seen that more and more with, especially in the golf world of players leaving. You look at Group 11 here, 8:25 a.m. Mooney Hee played two semesters at USC. Linnea Strom left a year and a half early from Arizona State. Both really talented young golfers who could rise quickly to the LPGA Tour. So, you know, lots of young names, lots of veterans out here. Q Series at the end of the year is going to make for some interesting names to come back down to the Symetra Tour and make this tour a lot more competitive than it's ever been.
Yeah, that's one thing we don't spend a lot of time talking about. We talk about the top 10, you know, money winners at the end of the year getting their exemption, but, you know, the Q School, all the different stages of qualifying, going both ways, going up the ladder and coming back down the ladder. There's a million stories going on in a golf tournament every week, and we kind of focus on the winner or the top three, but, you know, there's people out here, you know, struggling. You know, they want to get back or they want to get up there for the first time, and where they finish, you know, on Sunday makes a big difference.
Yep, and that's part of the new aspect of everything is, like you said, the stages for Q School. But so this year we'll have Q1 qualifying school stage 1 out in California, like we have every year. Q2 qualifying school stage 2 in Venice, Florida, but then introducing the Q Series. So stage 3 is eliminated and replaced with Q Series, which is a cumulative 8-round total purse in at Pinehurst Resort this year. So you'll take your numbers 101 to 150 on the LPGA Tour money list. They'll go to Q Series. You'll take numbers 11 through 30 on the Symetra Tour money list. They'll go to Q Series. And then you'll fill it with some top five amateurs in the Golf Week rankings. And then any other spots will be filled by Q2 participants who qualify. So you're going to take probably some names that you've seen on the LPGA Tour consistently over the years who maybe just haven't performed as good as they've wanted back down to a Q Series with the potential of them, if they don't perform, back down here next year.
Yeah, and that pressure is never seen, right? I mean, you know, there's not a big audience at the qualifying school, you know, but you go out there and that's some pressure-packed stuff because you are literally playing for your card.
Yeah, let's just say if you guys asked for an interview with a player that morning, you wouldn't get one.
No,
no.
They are. It's honestly sometimes scary to see how laser-focused they are.
One stroke could make them.
Oh, one putt, one lip out. I mean, that's the difference between...
And then you're kicking yourself for months.
Yeah. Yep.
It's pretty amazing.
Creating it all month long.
And then when you get to the LPGA, I mean, you know, the incredible thing about golf, unlike all the rest of professional sports, is, I mean, there's no contracts. I mean, you may have, you know, sponsors, you know, the, you know, club equipment, you know, clothing, whatever. But, you know, you got to earn your keep. I mean, even when you win a Masters, you know, there's an expiration date, even if you win a U.S. Open. I mean, it doesn't get you there for life.
Well, Emma, the young lady I was playing with, is working her way back on the LPGA Tour.
Yep.
She got up there, and she's back here, and she's trying to get herself back on the LPGA.
Yep, there's a lot of those. Dottie Ardina has been up on the LPGA off and on. She's out here this week. There's plenty of names that have been there, have got the taste and want to go back.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of rookies out here.
Plenty of rookies.
Know, when I was going through the list, and, you know, we've been doing this long enough that, you know, you have familiar names or you have people that have been here for 2 or 3 years that we've gotten to know. And Matt and I were going through the list early going, man, there are a lot of new faces out here and a lot of rookies.
And they're good.
Yeah, they are.
It's probably one of the better classes in recent memory that the Symetra Tour has seen just from top to bottom. I mean, you got You got a couple girls in La Carabiabe and Cheyenne Knight who are University of Alabama grads who just finished second in the NCAA championships. They're out here. Both had top 20 finishes last week in their first starts on the Symetra Tour. I mean, the list goes on and on with young talent that is just exploding onto the scene out here.
Yeah, we had a chance to visit with Cheyenne Knight,
a
couple of days ago as she was heading to the tournament. You can get all of that on Nauticator.com. Podcasts are available on the iTunes Store, the Nauticator app, or anywhere you get your podcast presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. She seemed excited. We also had a chance to take the part of that winning Arizona team, which was Crystal Kiwis, who was part of that Arizona team. She participated in our WSOYMCA Challenge. It was a very funny video. Christine Song and Crystal were with us at the YMCA, along with Michael and Matt and all the crew on Wednesday.
Well, how did that turn out?
It was fun. They had a great time. Except Matt Whitehead blew out his Achilles, and he swore somebody stepped on his foot.
Well, I don't know.
They have video.
I know. I'm worried about it, though, right?
Team Soy, yes, or Team First Mid. What are we calling that these days? That'll take a little while to go through, right?
Yeah, it'll probably be December-ish.
Yeah.
But not by much. They didn't win by much.
Well, they
what
still won.
I know.
One stroke makes a difference.
It does. I know.
All right. Well, listen, Zach, I'm going to let you get out of here. I know you got a lot of work to do. We really appreciate all the help being the liaison for the local media here and getting the stories out here of these great players and their families. I hope you guys have a great weekend to all the tour staff. You guys do a lot of work.
Well, thank you for all you guys do. You make my job a little bit easier by covering the stories that are out here.
All right, we hope so. All right, so Zach's going to be out here all weekend along with all the tour staff, all the volunteers, all the sponsors, J.L. Hubbard being a longtime sponsor, Kevin will be with us. You're going to be Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday.
All right, starting 2 o'clock tomorrow, we're going to take a break for the news. When we get back here, we've got a lot to get to, folks. It's an action-packed Friday live from Hickory Point Golf Club. The Symetra Tour is in town for the Forsyth Classic 34th year. Live coverage for us starts Saturday to Sunday at noon.